new additions to the Book Club Resource, and How You Can Help the Book Club Resource Grow, by Michael Peaver, published on December 6, 2019, Colorado Virtual Library. This last month or so has seen an influx of new and, in my opinion, excellent additions to the Book Club Resource Collection. See below for highlights of some of those new acquisitions. In other book club news, we are still working towards bringing up the volume count of popular titles to at least 8 copies. 8 copies, we find, is the standard amount needed for an average book club group. Some of our new titles are very popular among readers, such as Ruth Hogan's The Keeper of Lost Things, Sandra Dallas's Tall Grass, Jenny Colgan's Bookshop on the Corner, and Daisy Goodwin's Victoria. But we fall a little short of 8 copies for those and over 100 more of our book club sets. As you may know, the book club resource relies heavily on donations. In fact, the vast majority of our collection was donated by libraries across the state. Here's how you can help. You can download our lists of titles that currently sits at under 8 copies from our website. If you happen to have a spare copy of those titles listed in that spreadsheet and you're happy to part with them, please send them to courier code C912 via the Click Courier to the attention of the Book Club Resource or contact bookclub@coloradovirtuallibrary.org for more information. We sincerely appreciate your support in helping to build a great book club resource. The Library Book by Susan Orlean. On the morning of April 28, 1986, a fire alarm sounded in the Los Angeles Public Library. The fire was disastrous. It reached 2,000 degrees and burned for more than 7 hours. By the time it was extinguished, it had consumed 400,000 books and damaged 700,000 more. Investigators descended on the scene, but more than 30 years later, the mystery remains. Did someone purposefully set fire to the library, and if so, who? Weaving her lifelong love of books and reading into an investigation of the fire, award-winning New York reporter and New York Times best-selling author Susan Orlean delivers a delightful reflection on the past, present, and future of libraries in America. From New York Magazine. That manages to tell the broader story of libraries and librarians in a way that has never been done before. The American Spirit by David McCullough. A timely collection of speeches by David McCullough, the most honored historian in the United States, winner of 2 Pulitzer Prizes, 2 National Book Awards, and the Presidential Medal of Freedom, among many others, that reminds us of fundamental American principles. Insightful and inspirational, the American spirit summons a vexed and divided nation to remember and cherish our unifying ideas and ideals. Richmond Times-Dispatch. Over the course of his distinguished career, McCullough has spoken before Congress, the White House, colleges and universities, historical societies, and other esteemed institutions. Now at a time of self-reflection in America, McCullough has collected some of his most important speeches in a brief volume that celebrates the important principles and characteristics that are particularly American. How to Be an Anti-Racist by Ibram X. Kendi. In How to Be an Anti-Racist, Kendi takes readers through a widening circle of anti-racist ideas, from the most basic concept to visionary possibilities that will help readers see all forms of racism clearly, understand their poisonous consequences, and work to oppose them in our systems and in ourselves. Kendi weaves an electrifying combination of ethics, history, law, and science with his own personal story of awakening to anti-racism. This is an essential work for anyone who wants to go beyond the awareness of racism to the next step, contributing to the formation of a just and equitable society. Barracoon, The Story of the Last Black Cargo by Zora Neale Hurston. A major literary event, a newly published book from the author of the American classic Their Eyes Were Watching God, with a foreword by Pulitzer Prize-winning author Alice Walker, brilliantly illuminates the horror and injustices of slavery as it tells the true story of one of the last known survivors of the Atlantic slave trade, abducted from Africa in the last black cargo ship to arrive in the United States. The Map of Salt and Stars by Jennifer Zainab Jukadar. This powerful and lyrical debut novel is to Syria what The Kite Runner was to Afghanistan, the story of two girls living 800 years apart, a modern-day Syrian refugee seeking safety, and an adventurous mapmaker's apprentice. Perfectly aligns with the cultural moment, Providence Journal, and shows how interconnected two supposedly opposing worlds can be, New York Times Book Review. The descriptions of these books were adapted from publishers' websites.